Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. All right, today is one of my top five favorite verses in the whole Bible. And yes, I understand a favorite verse is supposed to be one singular verse, but there's just too many good ones. I can't pick just one. And so this one has always just spoken so much to me. It's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Man, it's huge. This is such a powerful passage of scripture, because what it does is it opens our eyes to God's nature and character. And it doesn't just highlight his action, it highlights who he is deep down. If you look at this verse, you can see it's a continuation of a thought. So let me go ahead and read you 6 and 7 so that we can fully put that thought together. "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So coming from a background where I constantly felt like I had to do in order to prove that I was enough, this speaks volumes. And here's why. It's because Jesus loving me and him dying for me had nothing to do with what I brought to the table, with how good I was, with how smart I was, with how well I did a specific job. He died for me even while I was his enemy. He died for me at my very worst, even when I was a sinner. Even still, when I was engaged in a lifestyle of doing the things that God hates, he still showed his love for me. And I love that it doesn't say, "but God showed his love," but that he shows his love. It's a continual thing that God is doing by showing how much he loves us. You know, I was watching TikTok the other day, and I came across a video of a preacher talking, and he made the statement that God doesn't love sinners. You know, I guess one could make an argument for that. Like there's a verse in Psalm chapter 5 where the Bible says that he hates evildoers. But then there's some other verses that are referenced when you talk about this. For instance, like Ecclesiasticus chapter 12, which, by the way, Ecclesiasticus and Ecclesiastes are two different books. Ecclesiasticus is a part of the Apocrypha, which is not a part of the Protestant canon. And one of the main reasons is because in verse 5 right there, it says God hates sinners. I think if you look at the context of that verse in Psalms, you'll see that what God's talking about there is that he hates wickedness, he hates evil, and that would have to include the doers of wickedness, but I still think it's a little bit more about what they're doing and not necessarily who they are. We could probably talk about this love-hate thing with God all day long, but for the sake of our verse today, let's continue on. Now, this pastor's statement was that God only loves people who receive and reciprocate his love. Meaning people who receive Jesus Christ, those are the only ones he loves. I gotta tell you, I just disagree with that wholeheartedly. Because if that was the truth, then none of us would have been saved. You know why? Because we didn't love God first, and that's why he died. He loved us first, and that's why he died. His death and sacrifice wasn't contingent upon our loving him. His desire towards us and his actions for us weren't on the condition of, if they do this, then I'll go do this. No, he said, you know what? I love them. I created perfection for them and they messed it up, but I still love them and I still want the best for them and I still have a plan for them. And so here's what we're going to do. We are going to go down there. We're going to die. We're going to pay the debt they owe. We're going to take care of all that. Even though they're the sinners, they're the ones that mess things up. I'm going to go down and fix it. Why? Because I love them. But God, what if they don't love you back? What if they reject you? I'm going down there. I'm going to die. You know why? Because I love them. But God, it's a big gamble. It's a big risk. I love them. Don't you understand? I love them. And here's what love does. Love says, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to die on this cross, because I know that there's the opportunity for them to reciprocate that love and finally get us back to the relationship that I wanted for them in the beginning. That's what I hear God say whenever I read this verse and I internalize it for me because, you know, I look at the things there, you know, in Proverbs, the seven things that God hates and, you know, haughty eyes and the lying tongue and all this stuff. And it's like, well, God is so love and not just full of love, but is love. How can he hate all these things? Well, he does definitely hate the sin. He hates evil, but more than he hates, he loves me. And he looked at me in my state, in my situation. He said, I love you too much to let you continue like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll the dice here and I'm going to go down and I'm going to down a cross and give you the opportunity to say yes. You may say no, but God's love for you is not contingent upon whether or not you accept him. He loves you. And if there's ever been a doubt in your mind, just look at what he did. He shows his love for you and that while you're a sinner, he died for you. That is love. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.